Simen Samach Hey Halacha Vav. Aser lahakdim es haribus. It's forbidden to advance the ribus. Al achar aser or to defer ribus. What does this mean? Ketzad. Hay Ruven writes a lovus from Shimon Mois. Ruven desires to borrow money from Shimon. Makdim shaleich lematana. Therefore, he sends Shimon a gift. Aperish lebashol sheyalveyum. And he specifies that the gift is in order that Shimon should lend him money. Ashe matana maruba, or it's a large gift, the mistama, which due to its size, without specifying its purpose, havikila perishle shibishvil shayalveyu. It's specifying that it's in order that Shimon should lend him money. Zehu ribis mikudemis. This is considered advanced ribis. Love me men of one who borrowed from someone and then repaid him, and then he subsequently sends him a matana. Mishvil ma'isav. As a compensation for the money that he let stay in his possession, this is considered ribis that's deferred, post-payment. If one lends his money to his friend for a certain length of time, in order that his fellow should in turn lend him money at a different time, which is it was stipulated at the time of the loan that the borrower must do so to him as well, Sach yosel zman b'zeh, whether it be a larger amount for an equal length of time, or sach kazel zman arach yosel, or an equal amount for a longer period of time, zeh or ribis gomer, this is actual ribis. V'mavaloi am nashi yavle pamacher, if one lends money to another on a condition that the borrower should in turn lend the lender at another time, sach kazel zman kazeh, an equal amount for an equal length of time, yesh erm shigam kein aser, there are those that say this is also aser, v'yesh erm de mutter, and others say that this is mutter, v'yesh lahachmer, you should be machmer, and treat it as if it's aser. Ach im loy hisnu kein, however, if they did not make such a condition at the time of the first loan, el shumavaloi b'tzuner pamacher, but the borrower willingly lends the original lender money at a different time, afabishin oisaba. Even if he is doing it only because his friend previously lent him money, you are able to be makel in this case, and it's not considered ribis. The lender has to be careful, not to derive benefit from the borrower. For example, by using tools without the borrower's knowledge. As long as the lender's money is in the borrower's hands. This restriction applies even to something that the borrower would have done for the lender, even if he had not lent him money. For since he is deriving benefit without the borrower's permission, it appears that the lender relies upon him, that because of the money that it's in the borrower's hand, he'll forgive him and not protest. This would constitute ribis. But if he's benefiting from him with his knowledge, mutter, then it's mutter. If it's something that he would have done, even if you would not have lent him, as long as it's not something done in public, because then people don't know the situation and would assume that it's ribis, even though in that case it wouldn't specifically been ribis.